And that was the Moffitt School Choir performing the old Moffitt song. Welcome to the Moffitt Tattletale. I'm Giselle with my partner, India. Today we have a special episode for Autism Awareness Month. Because of the quarantine, we have a pre-recorded interview with Mr. Jacob and Ms. Henwood, who are our school teachers for autistic students. We actually had the opportunity to catch up with Ms. Henwood and ask her a few questions about teaching the autistic population during quarantine. And with that, here goes our interview. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm super excited.
Why do you want to help people with autism?
I always knew that I wanted to work with children with special needs. Autism is something that I truly enjoy on my free time. I do a lot of studying and research on it, and I really feel that with the correct guidance for these students that become productive adults in our community.
For me, I fell in love with the population 20 years ago, and I just want to help my students to become the best student that they can be.
What is the difference between autism and autistic?
Actually, they both are the same thing. Autism is considered the diagnosis, and being autistic is more of what you would label
yeah.
A student. Like he or she is autistic, where autism would be the diagnosis.
What are the three types of autism?
So, I don't know if it's three types of autism, but autism is on a spectrum, and you have students with autism who are low-level functioning. Then you have ones that are in the middle, and then you have kids who are high-functioning. We call them we label that Asperger's.
Can autism go away?
Not necessarily, but through early diagnosis and early intervention. You can help to eliminate some of those deficits.
How does autism affect social interactions?
I think it depends on the environment. If there is a lot going on, a lot of environmental stimulation, the student with autism will get very...
Overstimulated.
Sometimes these students don't do well when there's a lot going on. I believe in both of our classrooms, we try to have a more down-tone, quiet environment where these students really can focus.
Can someone be slightly autistic?
Yes. Like I explained earlier, you have a spectrum. So you have kids who are low level, which would mean they would have higher needs. And then you have kids who are high functioning, like Asperger's, who need less attention.
What age do autistic children talk?
So typically if you don't hear, usually around the age 2, if you don't hear them talking by the age 2, then they might have a speech and language impairment.
Does autism hurt the kids?
Physically, I do not think it does. However, I do know that some sounds can sometimes hurt their ears, and certain type of lighting can sometimes bother their eyes a little bit.
How do you prevent autism?
You can't prevent autism, but you can slow its progress through appropriate educational placement and services. And again, you go with early diagnosis and early intervention services.
Well, how do you teach an autism child to talk?
A lot of visuals.
Yeah, so it would depend. Functional communication training, a lot of requesting. If a student is nonverbal, then you would use a communication book. And if a student is verbal, you would have them express their needs and wants, not through one word request, but through sentences.
What is the main cause of autism?
Not sure if they really found the main cause. There's been a lot of speculation and stories. However, as of right now, I do not believe that any of them were founded. Believe it or not, autism is not that old. And over the lifespan of us, that's actually not a long time. So there are a lot of studies and investigations still going on.
Is learning more difficult for the children in your classrooms?
Yes. You have to provide accommodations and modifications in all domain areas to make them successful.
Why is it that some kids are in class with us and then get pulled out to a different class? There are some kids who are with you all day.
I love this question. And this can be confusing for the students with autism as well as students like you in your classroom. Myself as a autism support teacher, I do everything that I can to help support that student in every subject. However, some students in certain subject areas, example reading or math, can go to a general ed classroom and get instruction with you guys. It's very, very important for these students to have exposure to a general ed education classroom. It's almost like you, for example, say you struggled a little bit with writing. What would you do? You would ask for help or you would get a tutor. I'm kind of like that person.
How come students may flap their hands when they are excited?
Okay, this is an easy one. When I'm excited, sometimes you will let out like a screech or a yell. If you're with a group of friends, what do? You give high fives. Sometimes you even give hugs to friends if you're super excited to see them. So it's very similar to that. It's something that will relieve their excitement. Just like if you're excited, you may want to relieve yourself by running or hugging a friend or giving them a high five.
I have noticed students wearing headphones. Does that help them concentrate and how?
It does. I have headphones in my classroom that my students are allowed to take whenever they feel like it. Sometimes noise and different lighting will bother them. Imagine nails on a chalkboard or a really loud screech at school. When the fire alarm goes off, we all kind of jump. Can you imagine that having all day long? So I provide these headphones to just kind of keep them a little more calm because some noises really bother them more than others.
Earlier, you mentioned a spectrum of autism. Can you explain what that means for our listeners who may not be familiar with that term?
Sure. The spectrum is a very wide area. Every time I think of spectrum, I think of a rainbow. There's many different colors of the rainbow. So you can compare the spectrum of a rainbow to a student with autism. Sometimes things are really cool and really awesome, and they might be a favorite color like red or pink, but sometimes there may be things that scare them, which may give you a color like blue or black. So it's a very wide area of how they're feeling. It's kind of like a scale of 1 to 10.
How can we help our classmates when they come to class?
I love that question. I think that you guys should just be there to support them. They may need a little bit of help. Have them ask you questions. You know, if you can lend a helping hand for them, that would be great. They're just as worried to be walking into a classroom filled with students. Like, could you imagine how you would feel if you walked into a classroom full of students and you didn't really know anybody, or if you only saw them a little bit per day? So my recommendation is to be extremely nice to them, welcome them in. They may not know where the pencil sharpener is sometimes or certain classroom materials. So I say just be a good friend and help them as best you can.
Now that we are under quarantine, schools are closed. It's a difficult transition for students to learn from home. How will such a change affect students with autism?
I reach out to my students every day just to make sure that they're doing okay, that they're doing the lessons that I post. And I think it's not only a difficult transition for students with autism, it's a difficult transition for everybody, especially me. I have learned so much on the computer over the last 2 weeks that I probably couldn't even learn in a lifetime. So I'm going to compare it to us. It's hard for me. It's hard for you guys. So I'm sure it's hard for them. I give them a lot of things that they prefer to do. Like Lexia, they love Class Dojo. Everybody loves Class Dojo. So I try to do what I do in the classroom just through the computer.
Is there anything parents and people at home can do to help make the home learning and schedule change easier on autistic students?
I believe so. In the beginning of our quarantine, I sent all of my parents a sample schedule of what we do in the classroom. I'm not asking them to follow it word by word or time frame by time frame, but it does help, just like you and me. We know our schedule in school, and I know things are a little crazy at home for some people, but we try to make it as similar as we possibly can.
I think that's it.
Yep.
Great.
That's a beefy episode, right?
Bye.
Bye.
That concludes our autism awareness episode. Be sure to go follow us on social media at John Moffitt Elementary and visit our site at phillasd.org/Moffitt to find out when the next episode of Moffitt Tattletale hits. Bye!
When you hear the school name of John Moffitt, lift your hand and smile each time you doff it.